We're going to chat staying connected today. Now, since the beginning of lockdowns, charity RNIB has been running a number of befriending as well as themed groups over the phone and online. Now, the groups run all over the UK, but today we will be looking at what's on offer in Scotland specifically. And to tell me a little bit more, I'm joined by RNIB's Community Connection Coordinator, Margaret Jackson, and later we will hear from Community Lead Volunteer, Jenna Slodden. But in the meantime, lovely chatting with you, Margaret.
Hi.
So there's quite a few groups, obviously the befriending groups, and then you have the themed groups as well. So could you just really quickly explain how they are different from one another?
Yeah, of course. We run several groups on Microsoft Teams and over the phone. The befriending service is mainly a one-to-one, so that may be someone who just wants to chat to a befriending volunteer for perhaps an hour a week or an hour a fortnight, an hour a month. So those tend to be one-to-ones, and we match people up according to mutual interests, so they have common themes that they can chat about. Our other groups tend to be maybe a group 5, 6, 7, 8 people coming together perhaps to chat about football or campaigns or a specific topic. For example, I run a film group who meet every Monday at 4 o'clock. So there's around about 8 of us on that group. So that's how they differ.
And obviously, you mentioned there's quite a few groups because there's so many hobbies. So maybe let's just talk about a few of them because there's a few that are quite exciting.
So I mentioned the film group who meet every Monday at 4 o'clock. We chat all things film and TV. That could be something that you have watched or that you plan on watching in the future. We also talk about things such as audio description and accessibility of programmes. Other groups that we run, Forth Valley Book Group. We meet the first Tuesday of every month. And although it's Forth Valley, it is open to anyone who wants to join. We currently have members from Fife and Glasgow. And on that group, we don't so much pick one book. We pick a selection of books because not everyone has the same taste. We've registered the book group with RNIB Library Service. So people who don't download the books, I can request them for them through the library service, so they're automatically sent out.
You're quite busy because you're also in charge of quite an interesting event that's coming up in March.
Yeah, just to give you an idea, we try to run a regular calendar of events for the community. And in March, our community event is called That's a Good Question. We worked with community members and volunteers to decide on the format. And just to tell you a little bit about that, it's running from the 1st to the 28th of March. So it's 4 weeks in total. Participants will be split into teams, say of around five or six. Obviously, that depends on how many people take part in the challenge. Each team would have a team coordinator who's also a member of staff and a team captain who is a member of the community. Teams will meet independently each week, so they'll be given a set of questions to answer in their teams, round about between 5 and 10 questions per week. Each week we'll have a theme, so for example, week one might be Who Am I? Week two, Where Am I? Etc. etc. And what we are stipulating is that there's no Google allowed, although just to add a little bit extra challenge to the event, we're doing questions where people need to use their brain power, so Google may not necessarily know the answers to all the questions. And then following that, the team coordinator would submit the answers to a central point, and then we'll have a halfway huddle and a finale after week two and week four, respectively, to reveal the scores. So I'm sure it'll be quite a lot of fun. Got some cryptic questions, but we've also got some easy ones, so it'll appeal to a broad range of different intellects.
What would be the easiest way to find out about all these groups you just mentioned? And there's so many more. And how can we sign up? Where should we go?
I would always direct everyone or anyone who's on Facebook to go to our RNIB Scotland Dash Connect Facebook page. We always broadcast all our advertise all our events on the Facebook page first and foremost. Also, you can email myself. That's margaret.jackson at rnib.org.uk, or my number is 07821 804 643. So anyone who wants to get in touch, by all means drop me an email or give me a call, and I can certainly get the details to you.
Brilliant. And now we're going to hear from community lead volunteer Jenna Sladen about a new group that she's really excited to launch. Can you tell us a little bit more about this group? What is it, and why is it launching?
Well, it's a women's group, and really it's down to the fact that we've been in lockdown for quite a while now, and we can't get out to socialise as we usually would, maybe meet up with our friends and have a coffee and a chat. So I thought maybe it would be good to start a phone group where we could, it could be all women, and basically we can talk about, well, most things, talk about anything we want, make it what we like, really, and catch up, have a chat, sit with a tea or a coffee if you like, and pass some time away. On the 31st of March, we will be having a ladies' night from 7 p.m. We'll do a quiz, have a chat as well, and this is for Scotland and the north of England, and we will be able to meet them. And originally we had planned to team up with RNIB in the north of England to kind of mix the group. What's happened is we've had such a large response from Scotland alone that we've split the group up into two. Most of the places are taken for Scotland. I'm not sure about the north of England just now, but in the future, hopefully we will have another group run, and we will make a reserve list or a waiting list. If you'd like to join, contact Susan Byrne.
So Susan's email is susan.byrne@rnib.org.uk. And again, we're talking about some of the groups running for Scotland currently, but there's lots happening all over the UK. So if you'd like to find out more about those groups, what's happening in your local area, just call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 99 99. But in the meantime, RNIB's Community Connection Coordinator Margaret Jackson and Community Lead Volunteer Jenna Sladen, thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.